بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. Welcome the dear brothers and sisters to the second lesson from our lessons from the Durus al-Tarbiyah min Shahr Ramadan, the lessons of Tarbiyah from the month of Ramadan by our Shaykh Dr. Muhammad Ghalib Al-Amri Hafidhullah Ta'ala. And we're still continuing with the introduction from this blessed book in the blessed month of Ramadan. And our Shaykh Muhammad Ghalib goes on, he says, and it is a month of rahmah, month of mercy. We know that the barakah in Ramadan is so great, and we feel it. And we feel this barakah in our daily lives. We feel this barakah because we're fasting, reading Quran, we're doing extra nawafil prayers, and many other good deeds. He says, it's a month of rahmah. There is not a day except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the hellfire. Yani, puts it in their qadr that they don't go to the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَى مِنَ النَّارِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has those who He frees from the hellfire. وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْنَا, that is for every night in Ramadan. So in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the hellfire, and you're going to the hellfire. And that's why we push ourselves in doing good action, the Salat al-Taraweeh, reading Quran, the many other good deeds. Our Shaykh goes on, and in the Laylatul Qadr, there is khair, goodness, better than 1,000 months. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, verily, we have set it, this Qur'an, down in the night of Al-Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and what will make you know what the night of Qadr is? The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Better than 1,000 months. In that night, the angels descend, and Jibra'il, by Allah's permission, with all decrees, salam, peace. All that night there is peace and goodness from Allah to His believing slaves. Hatta matan al-fajr, until their parents of dawn. This ayah is a very, very important ayah. Very important surah, because it shows us the blessing of that one great night. Our Shaykh says, قَالَ الْقُرْتُبِي رَحِمُهُ اللَّهِ, Al-Qurtubi said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained its excellence and its greatness and its excellent time due to the great amount of goodness that occurs, the excellence that occurs in that time. And in that night, a lot of khair is distributed, which is not found in the like of it in 1,000 months. Wallahu a'lam, and Allah knows best. So the goodness of that Laylatul Qadr, that one night, is so great, it is not to the equivalent of any other night, not even for 1,000 months. Then he goes on to say, he says, وَقَالَ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ, that many of the scholars of tafsir, they said that an action, a good deed in that, is better than an action in 1,000 months, which does not have Laylatul Qadr in those months. So doing good actions on that one night, I mean the khair, that comes from worshipping Allah, reciting Quran, making dua, making dhikr, is azeem jiddan. Is azeem jiddan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that night to pardon us. Like Aisha radiallahu anha said, she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I come across Laylatul Qadr? What should I do or what should I say? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her to say, Allahumma, O my Lord, O Allah, innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa, indeed you love pardoning, so pardon me, fa'fu anni, then pardon me, O Allah, indeed you love to pardon, so pardon me, yani forgive me. So this is the thing that she was taught to say. Not to do lots of extra rak'ah like some of the Muslims do, and oppose the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not to do lots of other different actions, but she asked specifically, other than the Salat al-Taraweeh, other than reading Qur'an, other than making dua, other than making dhikr, what is that specific thing? Is to say this dua. And as we know, the Prophet ﷺ used to repeat his duas. He used to repeat his dua. So we would constantly repeat this dua on Laylatul Qadr, as well as other duas. Then the Shaykh goes on to say, and this is why, that this month of Ramadan is regarded as from being the season of fadila, yani excellence, eminent, great, wal furs al azim, and a great opportunity. And it is bihaqqin madrasatun azimatun, and it is a great school to learn from at this time. Great schools to learn from. Why? Because we find that there are many people, alhamdulillah, because a Muslim, there's khair in a Muslim, that when Ramadan comes along, he starts taking account of himself, and he stops and he thinks, and he says, what are those things that I need to stop doing? What are those things which are haram and I need to stop doing? Even though he should have stopped doing them a long time ago. But he takes account of himself and he says, how can I make myself better? So perhaps a person smokes. He has been trialed a fitna of smoking. So Ramadan comes, he says, well, I can't smoke anyway during the day because I can't eat, I can't smoke. Khalas, I will give up smoking. I will stop smoking. This is haram aslan. Not allowed, Allah is not happy with it, brings me no barakah, and now Ramadan is here, I have a perfect opportunity to stop it. I can stop it and give it up. Likewise, some of us, we may be trialed by our mobile phones. These so-called smartphones, rather they are stupid phones, because they keep us busy away from the dhikr of Allah. They keep us busy away from reading Quran. They keep us away from learning the deed, because the shaitan uses any opportunity to distract us, to distract us. So a person says, well, I'm just reading the news. I'm just reading the news on the mobile phone. I'm just checking the weather. I'm just checking the price of fish. And slowly but surely, shaitan pulls us into something else. Start looking at pictures. Then we start looking at haram pictures. And then we start looking further, further, further. Until a person is caught by shaitan and he's addicted to certain things, even haram things, on his mobile phone. And he can't escape it. He can't escape it because shaitan has got him. So Ramadan is a good opportunity for the Muslim. Even though he should have given these things up a long time ago. Even though he should keep away from that which causes a Muslim to be distracted. But we are all weak. But we try, and month of Ramadan is a beautiful, it is a beautiful madrasa. The Sheikh says, وَهُوَ بِحَقٍ مَدْرَسَةٌ عَظِيمٌ, that it, in reality, truly is a good, a great school for learning. From the madaris al-ubudiyyat lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the schools of learning servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim learns in there, this month of Ramadan, makarim al-akhlaq, good manners. He learns in Ramadan good manners, and he learns having noble sifat characteristics, noble characteristics, wafadail al-adab, yani, and he learns the excellence of good manners and behavior, because he has to control his soul, he has to control his body. Okay, so then the Sheikh says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these days a small number, a few days, in which a human, a person, worships his Rabb, Jalla wa Ala. And he faces the fragrance of good deeds from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani Allah has given us an opportunity. Allah gives us a beautiful opportunity to do good deeds, and he faces that. When a person enters into Ramadan, and he, in those few days, he faces the fragrance of doing virtue. And that Allah purifies him, purifies his soul in this month. And he takes a concern with the increase of his iman. So in reality, it is a great opportunity. And it is plentiful in goodness. And this is a sign, a proof of his concern and his determination. And whoever is negligent in this month of Ramadan, because there are many Muslims, unfortunately, many Muslims who don't even think about Ramadan, who don't even think about fasting, they don't even think about sacrificing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then that person is mahroom min al-mawaqi al-khayr, that he is kept away from all the goodness and from the places of fadl, and the mawsam al-ajr, and the season of great reward. And regarding this, we find that in the great Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimullah, the great Mufassir, he brings a very nice point when he spoke about this, about the ayah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O you who believe, fasting has been made wajib for you. Okay? In that explanation of that, he brings a very nice point. And the second point, he says, the excellence of fasting is great, and its reward is magnificent. Don't think it's a small reward. It is a great reward. As has been mentioned by the Imams in many Sahih and Hassan reports in their collections. However, it suffices for now to mention that there is an excellence for fasting that Allah has specifically ascribed for himself. It is established in the hadith from the Prophet ﷺ that he related from his Lord, that he said, that Allah said, Kullu amalin ibn Adam lahu, every action that Ibn Adam does is for himself, illa as-sawm, except for fasting, فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, except fasting, for verily it is for me, and I will reward him for it specifically. So every action of the son of Adam is for himself, except fasting, which is only for me, and I will reward him for it specifically. So this hadith, beautiful hadith, okay, mentions that our good deeds hang for ourselves. But the reward that Allah will give for fasting is, subhanAllah, is untold, is specific. That's why it hasn't been mentioned. So he continues, he said, indeed, Allah specified that fasting is only for him, even though all worship is for him alone. This is because of two matters which distinguish fasting from all other forms of worship. Why is it special? Firstly, that the fasting prevents a person from the pleasures and desires of the soul, which cannot be prevented by any other matters of worship. Any other types of worship, sorry. Yani, when a person prays, he only prays for a short period of time, and he can stop and he can eat, he can stop and he can drink. But fasting is for a long time, and he's giving up, he's prevented from these pleasure and desires of the soul. The second, that fasting is a secret between a slave of Allah and his Lord. It is not apparent to anyone except Allah. This is why it becomes specifically for Allah. Like we mentioned before, the ikhlas of niyyah. As for other types of worship which are apparent, then perhaps a person does an act of worship out of pretense, or to show off, which is why fasting has been specified over other types of worship, So the reward for fasting is azim jiddat, is great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy for us, gave us this great, great reward for fasting, which only Allah knows. Which only Allah knows the reward for that. Then our Shaykh Muhammad Ghalib goes on, he says, wala siyama, and especially that this person is negligent, even though the blessings are so many and they're widespread. And then a person has a good health and he has a lot of time. So the Prophet ﷺ said, there's two blessings, ni'matan, maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. There are two blessings which many of the people lose out on. As-saha wal-faragh, good health and free time. Good health and free time. So this is what a lot of people lose out on in the month of Ramadan, when they are neglectful, when they don't pay attention to Ramadan, the great blessing. So the Shaykh said, whoever requests, whoever changes success with loss, he is in loss, without doubt. And whoever seeks success with seriousness and ijtihad, and he pushes himself and he's concerned with his time and fulfilling the ibadat, then this is the person that we feel that is hoped that his actions will be accepted and he will have happiness. His actions are accepted and he has happiness in this dunya with obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, wa fil akhirah bil jazaa al wafir min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the hereafter with a reward which is a great from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that is entering into paradise and the blessing of being in paradise forever, for eternity. Then the Shaykh says, with his last paragraph, he says, indeed, these great lessons with which a person educates or trains himself upon, and these rectify him and correct his circumstances, his situation, and establishes his religion with it, and that which we all benefit from in this great month, this excellent month. There are many. It is not possible to limit them and count them all. But we have But it is sufficient for us that we will bring some of these lessons in this book. And they are reminders and they are admonitions, clear for everyone who thinks and reflects about the purposes, these great purposes from the fasting this month and from the great magnificent acts of worship in this month. With this introduction, with the completing the introduction, and inshallah, Allah gives us a tawfiq, we will continue with our next lesson with the chapter 1 from his book, Durus al-Tarbawiyyah min Shahr Ramadan. May Allah reward the brothers and sisters for taking out this time to listen to these lessons. And may Allah reward with goodness the brothers and sisters who organized these lessons. Jazakum Allahu khairan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك